Two-thirds of female respondents to a survey of cardiologists say they've experienced discrimination in their careers. That's three times higher than the rate among male respondents. That's among the findings in a newly published paper based on the survey done in 2015. It's the third in a series. The first was done in 1996, followed by another in 2006. Dr. Martha Gulati is one of the researchers and chief of cardiology at the University of Arizona, as well as the physician executive director at Banner University Medical Center. And Dr. Gulati, given how prevalent heart disease is and how important cardiologists are, why do fewer women choose that specialty than men?
We don't know. We don't entirely know these answers. That's why we do these surveys. But one of the reasons, as we saw through our survey, is that women felt, compared with men, that they had more discrimination in the field, specifically related to both parental decisions and sex discrimination. So I think for those reasons, maybe we women as cardiologists aren't the best role models for our profession. I love what I do every day. And I guess my job is try to convey that to our medical students. When we have 50% of our medical school classes being women now across the United States, every profession, we would think every specialty should be starting dividing those women amongst the specialties. Why are they choosing surgery more often than cardiology?
Have you yourself experienced any of that discrimination as a cardiologist?
Well, certainly we all go through some of it. I don't think it ever deterred me from being a cardiologist, just made me stronger and more wanting to make the field better for women. But certainly, yes. I mean, especially when I trained, change rooms, if I wanted to change into my scrubs, I had to go into the nursing room. My fellow male colleagues could just change in our fellows room. I think, though, sometimes, it was kind of thought of as a boys' club. And overcoming that or feeling like you're still part of it is a challenge for women, certainly when we're the minority. We're only 13% of all cardiologists are women. So finding even somebody who looks like you is difficult.
I'm curious if what you experience and what some of your female colleagues experience is sort of outright intentional being nasty to people or discrimination or just things that people hadn't thought of before, like changing rooms, for example. I wonder if people just hadn't thought of the fact that maybe you wouldn't want to change with men into your scrubs.
Yeah, I don't think most people are intentionally trying to discriminate. And I think these are issues that are evolving now that are not just female issues, they're becoming male issues. So in our survey, we actually looked at, parental discrimination, like, okay, I can't go to the staff meeting and getting a hard time from maybe your chief of cardiology because you don't like meetings after 6 p.m. or before 7 a.m. because people have to drop off their kids and they'll say, why weren't you here? Well, I'm the caregiver. Many women still are the caregiver, but it changes the dynamics, I think, just to be in this field. And I think part of it is the culture of it being run by men, but it's also as the younger generation is entering into the field of cardiology, there are more and more men who actually say, I need work-life balance, or my wife says, I have to 50% of the time drop off the kids at school. So I'm seeing our younger generation of cardiologists wanting work-life balance just the same way as women need it if they're the primary caregiver. And it's going to make our profession better.
I know that cardiology is your home and kind of your wheelhouse, but I'm curious if you're seeing some similar issues and some similar maybe solutions to those issues in other specialties.
Well, we definitely have to look at the other specialties because, quite honestly, they've done a great job at attracting women. Even surgery, I think surgery has 18% women. And like I said, we're still at 13%. OB-GYN, which of course deals with women's health issues, but it's more than 50% women. Pediatrics, again, highly predominant field of women. So we have to learn from them. I think we're still trying to figure it all out. In addition to the survey that we wrote up the results from, we also looked at even just pregnancy issues in women. And we titled the paper called The Pregnant Cardiologist. And part of the reason we looked at that is because we're trying to find out, is there something about being a cardiologist that affects a woman in a way that is basically telling younger women, this isn't a profession for you? And so from that particular survey, which was obviously specific to women, you know, we found out that, you know, women aren't getting guidance. As cardiologists, we get exposed to a lot of radiation. And the fact that we're not actually providing clear-cut guidance to women because they want to get pregnant and they struggle to get pregnant. In fact, we found more than any other profession within medicine, we're using fertility assistance at much higher rates than the population. And it's for that reason we have to look and share our information with other specialties.
Dr. Martha Gulati is Chief of Cardiology at the University of Arizona and the Physician Executive Director at Banner University Medical Center. The paper on which she's a co-author was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. We'll post a link at theshow.kjzz.org.